Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in today here on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
Well, we have been learning really what perseverance is all about. We've been consumed with smoke. We see the environmental damage that we've been talking about for years. And this is really that time when you want to grab a hold of that spiritual rudder.
And you want to show up in your lives, folks. And we are not a political station. We're not a political show. But the times are calling for all of us to step up, show up, and step out. And please have your voice heard. This isn't really about Republican and Democrat. It's really about who is moving forward, who has the ideas and the leadership to move us forward, and who is deciding to stay in the declining energy that really is losing steam on this planet. We are not in those energies anymore that we are currently seem to be stuck in. That energy's gone.
Yeah, we are certainly not in the position to go backwards. This is a big choice for humanity.
Yes, it is.
It's a big choice for the planet, but less so for the planet, because the planet will persevere beyond us. This is our opportunity to stay on it. So this is where you want to stay healthy. This is where you want to stand for what you believe in. This is where you get to be part of the solution as opposed to be part of the problem. This is no time to stand on the sidelines.
No, please vote. Do everything you can to get your voice heard.
Vote early and help those that you believe in. So also, I want to let you know, Plus CBD oil has been doing a lot of really great flash sales. So fast, I mean, sometimes they last a day, sometimes 2 days. So fast we can't keep up with it. Sometimes up to 70% off. So pluscbdoil.com.
Also want to remind you that Mark Nepo's been on our show many times. He's going to have a 3-session webinar in October called More Together Than Alone, The Power and Spirit of Community, October 4th, 11th, 18. Go to live.marknepo.com. That's live.marknepo.com, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So according to the American Psychological Association, nearly 2/3 of Americans currently describe the future of the nation as a significant source of stress. Is there something we can learn from this? Well, we'll talk to Kathy Hertz, co-author of Beyond Resistance, for her take on the aspects of ourselves we might discover. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing. They're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, today our special guest is half of a dynamic duo, and that would be Kathy Hertz. Donna Lipman and Kathy Hertz offer an invaluable toolkit for dealing with the mental, emotional, and spiritual stresses of the Trump era. Mm. The book that we're talking about, they wrote, is called Beyond Resistance, Coping with the Stress of the Trump Era. Kathy, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is interesting for us because, you know, we usually stay away from politics, but you know, you cannot separate what's going on in our outer world with some of the turmoil of our inner world, and so we were really interested for that reason.
So why write a book about the Trump era? What were you finding? Kathy, I know you do coaching. What were you finding with yourself, your friends, and maybe people you coach?
Well, Donna actually trained me to be a coach. Mm-hmm. That's how we know each other. And following the election, we were so devastated, mm-hmm. just beyond devastated, really. And we knew that so many of our acquaintances, friends, family members were feeling the same way. And Donna and I, as coaches, feel that we have so many tools at our disposal that are supposed to kind of support us in working through almost any situation. And we just were both like, we just didn't know what to do. We mm-hmm. didn't know how to help ourselves. And so we started having conversations once a week to try to use the language and the concepts that we use in our coaching, in our lives personally and with our clients, to try to see if we could find a way through the angst that we were feeling. And after a time, we started to really feel that we were making some progress. And yeah. then hearing from so many other people how much they were struggling, we thought, well, we probably have something to share. Every time we'd mention about the book to anybody, they'd say, oh, my God, I need that.
Yes.
And, so that was the sort of catalyst, was our own need to get through it.
Yeah. And you have a background in government and in politics.
I
which,
do.
Of course, has mm-hmm. you know, led you to this intersection, I would say, with your life coach work, because, you know, you're right. A lot of us have found ourselves in kind of a shock. It's sort of like everything we know is wrong
or backwards, or
at least that's how what we've been led to believe. But, you know, you've worked for the Department of Defense. You worked during the Clinton administration. You were a recipient of the George H. Bush Points of Life Award for volunteerism, and you were a refugee activist. So it makes a lot of sense that you would, you know, be involved with resistance. But what do you mean by beyond resistance?
Well, I think that, you know, the getting out into the streets, as we did from the day after the election for the Women's mm-hmm. March, mm-hmm. And us all taking a stand and being in that resistance mode is super, has been super important over the last 3+ years. Mm-hmm. But we also knew that there was internal work that needed to be done, and mm-hmm. A learning and a growth of a different order in order to keep us all kind of in the game and healthy, and what we needed to do to run this marathon, not just this race, you know, keep it going. We knew it was going to be a long process. We knew people were really struggling. And if they burned out, or if they felt just so overwhelmed that they couldn't deal and they shut down, this was going to be difficult for us to get through.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
beyond resistance means, the other layers of things that need to be attended to in this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something that I learned. I'm a refugee from the discourse, et cetera, of the late 60s, early 70s, was involved in a lot of protests, et cetera. And what I learned, one of the things that's really helped me through, was seeing the possibility. In other words, these days we talk about unity consciousness a lot, or just unity. One of the things that really helped me was understanding that whatever is driving me crazy is something that exists to some extent within me. Now, is that something that you found? I mean, we talk a lot about resistance will lead to persistence. And, you know, there's two sides to that coin.
Absolutely. In our work, we describe what you just talked about as projection. right? And how the things that we can least handle, the things we most don't want to be, the things that we reject in ourselves, when we perceive them in others, rightly or wrongly, when we perceive them, it triggers us. It just knocks us right off our horse, and creates more than just an observing, but really an intense reaction. And absolutely, I mean, what's happening is exacerbated because we're projecting all over the place right now. I mean, there's a lot of things to be said in terms of fact about this administration, and I mean, not even to get political, but in terms of where we all are right now, even different sides of the aisle, we are projecting all over each other. You know, they're evil, they're stupid, they're this, they're that. We're just pointing fingers and not even connecting on any level. It's just these enhanced emotions all over the place. So, and you know, you talked about seeing possibility, and I think, you know, Donna and I think that one of the gifts of this current political situation is that, well, there are many, but one is that it's woken us up to understand that it's essential to be engaged in the political life of our country, and that we can no longer afford to sit back and just think it's all going to be okay. That's number one. The other thing is many of us have become aware of strengths that we possess through this time. Maybe we didn't realize that we were a great, you know, letter writer or phone caller or speaker or host or, you know, whatever it is, organizer, activist. It's bringing out parts of us that maybe we didn't know existed. So
isn't it also... Isn't it also, Kathy, bringing up the gift of us looking inside to those places that are triggered and to know that those are wounds, if you will, that sit inside of us that are coming up to be healed? Isn't that another gift of this? It's a real bird's eye view.
I think that you need to, that's a conscious choice. To go there, though, and to do that work, both, you know, us, it's affecting us all individually. It's affecting us societally. You know, what is it? It affects us across the world with groups that we just become triggered by one another. And yes, there is a great deal of work and healing to be done. Around that.
And I just want to point out, Kathy, that it wouldn't matter whether this administration was Democrats or Republicans, correct? We're not pointing out that there's something wrong with the fact that Trump is a Republican and they're Republicans. We're looking at just plain bare facts of if Obama or anyone else was acting that way, we would still look at it from this perspective of the gifts in it and the healing that's being offered up. In other words, we're not trying to, if there are Republicans listening by any chance, we're not trying to separate out Republican from Democrat. We're just pointing out where there is wounding in all of us that is projecting and being projected back and forth. Correct.
Right. A lot of Republicans projected a lot on Obama.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I think it started to get very, I mean, look, it was very, I'm a Democrat. I just am. And I was doing a lot of projecting, now that I understand it, about like George Bush Sr. and Jr. But I feel like we've kind of taken it to a new level.
Yes.
Now.
Hold that thought, though. Hold that thought, Kathy, because we're running out of time here. We're going to jump off to a quick break. We'll be right back with Kathy Hertz. Beyond Resistance is the book.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com
or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back. You are still listening to Conscious Talk, but hey, if you just joined us, you know, sometimes connecting what goes on in your brain and getting it to your tongue, takes a detour. But here you go. You're here at Conscious Talk. You're listening to this, and we want you to dig in, actually find out what it is in yourself that's going on that brought you here and propels you on your way to where you're going. That's what Conscious Talk has been about, looking at our world through eyes that we don't normally see through. And that's your job today, because we're here with Kathy Hertz. We're talking about her book, Beyond Resistance, Coping with the Stress of the Trump Era. And let's face it, we are stressed. Our world is stressed. Things have shifted. We don't recognize it. Here we are.
And Kathy, what we were talking about leading up to the break was, we're not here to point fingers at one particular party or the other. We all project onto each other from both sides of the aisle. What we want to get at here is, how do we heal this? What, you know, what are the gifts that we can pick from this particular timing in this particular instance and heal from it? Correct?
Absolutely. And this idea of projection that you mentioned is happening on all sides, as I said. And as we can learn more about this concept of projection and getting triggered by things within us that we see in others that we don't accept in ourselves, that can certainly help. You know, the other thing that helps is there's a whole lot of fear out there on all sides of the aisle, on all sides, you know, no matter what, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or not political, there's so much anxiety and stress out there. And part of what causes all of that is the stories we tell ourselves, the dialogue that we create to, you know, to put to facts. So there are certain, you know, in every story, in every situation, there's like a fact, which is usually not negative or positive per se. It's just the core nucleus. But then there's everything we attach to that. And that's where we influence how we feel and whether we feel positive, negative, or terrified or anxious. And we have much more choice in how we attach meaning to things than we know we do. We get kind of caught up in a lot of internal subconscious. I read an interview, Brenda, where you had said that your major life lesson was becoming aware of your subconscious negative beliefs and transforming them. And that's exactly right. You know, we have all of these negative beliefs and that are sort of lodged within us that we don't even know are there, or fears, things that terrify us. And we will take any opportunity, really, to attach those things to situations in front of us. So that's another thing that we're all doing right now. An example for me is every time there's something that, like, this was about a year or two ago, but Trump did an attack in Syria. And I was beside myself, completely out of my mind. And, you know, Donna, my writing partner, she was upset, but not like I was. And we did a little work together. And what I realized is I have a 17-year-old son, and my biggest fear is that something bad is going to happen to him, and that we are going to get into some kind of a war, and he's going to be sent off to war. And so I realized that one piece of news was creating and triggering like my worst fears, and me attaching the story to it that was sending me off the deep end. But we all do have a choice. So once I was able to go, this is really, now I still worry, of course, but I could rein that in a little bit. I had more choice there than I thought. So
One of the things that we've discovered over the years is that very few of us are actually, you know, living our truth, our lives. We're living these false realities. It's all the stuff we've been taught. And all of those things that come up from our subconscious that, you know, just light us off. And so it's easy to project, you know, to grab something from the exterior of your situation and then apply it, even though it's false. We had a client not that long ago who was very, very angry. And when we asked why he was so angry, what he was angry about, he thought for a minute, and then he went into this whole thing about, you know, radical Islamic extremists. And I said, well, you know, we live out in the country. We're actually on a private dirt road. Everybody has lots of acreage around themselves. Are you seeing any radical Islamic extremists coming down our road? You know, and it's that kind of thing. You know, it's like he had to stop and go, wait a minute, you know, what am I running on? And that seems to be
well,
one
and
of
then
the major
and then
problems.
We dug to yeah, get yeah, down, down to what he was what really was. Yeah. What really triggered the anger, because again, as you talk about, Kathy, that was a projection. He's projecting that anger and fear onto a particular group, but that's not really right. What his anger and fear was about. And this is what you're talking about in your book, Beyond Resistance, correct?
Yes.
Because one of the things, and by the way, we love Debbie Ford, and we had her on show several times.
Yeah. Oh, and, wonderful.
She was one of our favorite teachers. And she said, if you are overwhelmed, where are you out of integrity? If you are overwhelmed in your life, where are you out of integrity? Can you explain that, Kathy? Because that's a very profound statement.
Absolutely. And we do use that quote in our book as well. The gifts that Debbie Ford gave to the world were quite incredible. And I do recommend that anyone who has not read any of her work to do so. My favorite is the book Dark Side of the Light Chaser.
Yeah, mine too.
That's a really life-changing book.
Yes, it is.
But as far as this concept, this idea of when you're in overwhelm, where are you out of integrity? We write about it in particular in relation to the political situation. But what it means in general is we have a direct line into our internal voice, our internal wisdom, that place of truth that is sort of it bypasses all that subconscious stuff, which translates into a lot of what we call monkey mind, chatter in our heads, all that stuff that pulls us out of our truth.
Right.
So when we are in integrity, it's because we're sort of listening to our internal selves and trusting that voice, that intuition, whatever you want to call it, and then trusting and acting from that place and living from that place. When things begin to kind of spiral out of control and you find, and this is not bad because we're human and everybody does it, but once you find yourself in some sort of discomfort, in some sort of overwhelm, feelings of that are uncomfortable, it's always a sign that we need to check in with ourselves on those deepest levels and say, what needs to shift? What is it that I'm not paying attention to here? And what can I do to make some shifts so that I'm back feeling in integrity, which is a kind of a peace and a living from a place of authenticity that is true joy. Now, that doesn't always mean things are simple. It's not always simple to be in integrity, but it's always going to lead you to a place of peace and joy.
Yes.
So what Debbie's saying is where you feel these feelings of overwhelm, and in a political situation where we bring it, when you're feeling like, I can't handle this, I can't, you know, this is too much for me, it's a sign that we are not in integrity. It's a big sign saying, go within, check in, listen to what you need to do, and then do it, right? So with the way that we bring this into the political arena is we say, you know, what are you feeling overwhelmed because you feel like you should be doing all of these things and you're not doing anything and you're feeling really overwhelmed because of that? And if so, like, we help guide you, you know, through some exercises. Like, what is it that you need to be doing that's workable for you that will bring you into integrity, feeling that you're doing what you need to do?
Right.
The other side of that is the person who's doing everything and it's just falling apart and like, I cannot sustain this, but I feel like I have to because it's so important.
Right.
And for that person as well, we say, okay, this is another sign that you need to stop, go within, check in, find out what's workable here for you. What's going to get you back where you need to be to, you know, be in integrity.
Right.
Yeah.
I think for so many of us, Kathy, and I had to learn this one, it was a hard lesson to learn, was to stop playing God. And I meant being like I had to take responsibility for all of it. And that that meant I couldn't do enough. No matter what I did, I couldn't do enough in my life. And we have to stop that because that is out of integrity with who we really are. Well, we're
Absolutely.
Here with Kathy.
And
hang on, Kathy.
In particular. Yep.
Yes, and we'll get into that next. Hang on, we're with Kathy Hertz. The book is Beyond Resistance. We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in today to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Really appreciate that you are tuning in, that you're looking at yourself, that you are in integrity with who you really are, speaking your truth and living your truth without that projection part of us that projects onto others. And that really fits in today's theme. We're talking with Kathy Hertz. She co-wrote a book with Donna Lipman called Beyond Resistance, Coping with the Stress of the Trump Era. If you want to learn more about Kathy and Donna and their book, you can go to beyondresistancebook.com, beyondresistancebook.com.
Well, Kathy, in particular, we have talked many times about how women specifically take on much more
than we're supposed to.
Yeah, it's part of their ethos. You know, they're the caretakers, et cetera. And we know in natural health that that often leads to a lot of unhealthy situations. So looking at the holistic being, this is true of what they're being bombarded with politically, right?
Yes. Well, there's a few different levels to this for sure.
But many.
Of course.
I mean, I think let's start with life in general, and that in larger life, women are indoctrinated from the earliest times that they should be the caretakers. Now, whether we're born with that innate, need or not, I don't know. There's, lots of discussion that you could have about that. But we clearly are indoctrinated into being the caretakers from the time we're young. And then we're taking care of families and partners and children and everything. And we are taught that we are selfish or greedy or bad people or not good enough if we can't keep it all together. And we feel guilty. We feel so much guilt if we stop and we just say, wait, what do I need? And we forget, you need to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can take care of anyone else. And we just beat ourselves into the ground. Mm-hmm. But what I always tell women and my clients is, do you believe that other women don't have the right to take care of themselves? And they always say, of course not. And I say, well, what do you think you're telling those women when you don't take care of yourself? Mm-hmm. What do you think you're showing all the men, all the women, all the young girls, the young boys? What are you modeling to them by not taking care of yourself? Mm-hmm. And what are you modeling when you show them that a woman should be taking care of herself and it's okay to take care of herself? And don't you want to be that?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's number one. And then to bring it into this political arena right now, I think that women have become more political than ever since the last election.
Yes.
And felt more responsible and felt, Donna and I talk about this, feel that they have to just stay doing everything they can, marching early on, certainly more, making those calls, making those postcards, talking about it all the time. And I think part of it is feeling this responsibility, that they can't let anything drop, or then their story and all of that kicks in. And also, so feeling the word is escaping me that I'm looking for, but responsible.
Overly responsible.
There's the sort of side gift of it, which is sometimes a trap, but it is also a real gift, is the empowerment part. Because now, and that's really important. Women have also realized that they are the power brokers here. Truly. Mm-hmm. And for some, that puts them over the edge when it comes to the side of their responsibility. So it's a double-edged thing here.
So when we come back from this next break, Kathy, what we'd like to get into a little bit are some of the symptoms and the signs, warning signs of us being overwhelmed, especially women again, men too, but especially women. Maybe you could help us with that so that we could, like, take a pause when a symptom starts to display itself and we know, oh, maybe I'm feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, to name something we've learned is to help it to have less power over us when we can admit that we're feeling overwhelmed, etc. So we're going to kind of dive into a little bit of that when we come back. The book is Beyond Resistance. We're here with Kathy Hertz, and we'll be back right after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
And welcome back. Yes, you are with Conscious Talk. And hey, today we're talking about something that's been pressing in every day. And we found a wonderful book that really deals with it and where we can be and how we can live with it and how we can take action. And that's called, the book is called Beyond Resistance, Coping with the Stress of the Trump Era. Now, admit it, you're stressed. Mm-hmm. We get it. So we're here with Kathy Hertz, and Kathy and Donna Lipman are the co-authors of this book, and it really is an essential guide. So if you want to find out more about their work, you can go to beyondresistancebook.com. But we've got her here. We're picking her brain.
So, Kathy, let's talk about, because we were talking about being overstressed and how women really take on over-responsibility, and we feel terribly guilty when we don't live up to our own expectations. So what are some of the, and this is being out of integrity with ourselves when we allow ourselves to get overwhelmed like this. So what are some of the warning signs or the symptoms of being overwhelmed?
Well, there's physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, spiritual symptoms. It can be just feeling out of control, feeling powerless, feeling like you just don't have yourself together. It can feel, it can be forgetting things, losing things. It can be isolating or becoming angry or emotional very easily, or jumping down someone's throat, or difficulty focusing, or maybe physical symptoms, gastrointestinal issues or headaches, or basically just not taking care of yourself. All of these things can be signs of overwhelm.
And what about blaming others? There seems to be a lot of blaming going on. And one thing that I learned is when you point your finger at someone, you got three fingers pointing right back at you.
Another Debbie Fordism.
Exactly.
Well, look, you know, blaming is an easy way for us to avoid responsibility.
Yes.
And not take, you know, because we're afraid of what it will mean if we say, it's my fault, or how somebody else might respond to us. And so it's very easy to default to, it wasn't my fault. But what we really need to learn, and this is so critical, is that every time we don't stand in our own responsibility for everything, we're disempowering ourselves. We're telling the world, I don't have any power in my life. I'm a victim of the outer world, the world outside of me. Even something as small as, I'm sorry I was late, it was the traffic's fault, as opposed to saying, you know what, I didn't plan well enough. Now, you may be have your friend be a little more annoyed with you, or, you know, you're afraid of something in that interaction. But when you say, I had more control and I didn't plan well, you're telling the world that you have, within the realm of, I mean, I think we know, I'm not talking about, we don't all have control of everything, but you have power. You have control in decision making and free will and all of those things. So blame, the blame game is a losing game every time.
Absolutely.
Well, so look, maybe to you it's obvious, to a lot of people it isn't, but the antidote, it sounds like, is action. You know, actually standing for something, but then taking action.
The antidote for
overwhelm and
stress.
The stress.
Antidote for the stress right now, certainly in the political realm, no matter what side you find yourself on, is action. But it has to be mindful action, right? Because then if it's mindless action, that's where you're going to quickly get into the overwhelm. We need to really stop, connect, get in integrity. What can I do? What's most important? Where do I most want to give? How much time can I give? How much money can I give? And work within those boundaries and know that that is enough. That is the only thing that's not enough is nothing. And right now, but the antidote to some of the more overwhelming feelings that many of us are facing with is certainly getting in the arena right now and taking action.
Yeah, and we talked about this during the break before we came back on the air, and it's about standing for something.
Absolutely.
It's not fighting against, because that changes the whole energy, and anything you resist
against
pushes back, and then you have more of it. So you're really talking about standing for and moving forward.
Kathy, there's something else that I think is really important, and especially in this realm. We talk about it a lot in other areas of life, but the realization that whatever's going on, everything is for you. I mean, I think this whole situation, the political situation, has really helped us define what our values
really
are. And what happens when we are out of integrity with our values? So we can look at this situation and say, wow, you know, this is great. It's waking me up. They in their trying to be opaque are showing how transparent things really are. it's a funny way, but, you know, they're entirely transparent when they think they're being opaque.
You agree
and
with
this,
you?
This situation has really, I think, led us all, and women in particular, to see that we do have a lot more power than we recognized. I think we all, many of us thought, well, you know, just my vote won't matter. Just me getting involved in a political campaign won't matter. And I think that this has brought home the awareness that every single one of us needs to play a part in order for us to be powerful. We saw that at the Women's March, the power of that. And we realized that we were individually and collectively powerful.
Yes, it's bringing, it is uniting us. It's helping us to really unite this time, correct?
Yeah, it really is. In all, again, no matter what your political persuasion, you're seeing that.
Right, right. Absolutely.
But I'd like to see a little bit less, you know, wall between, of course. I think we'd all like that. I think it's very hard right now to get to know exactly how to do it. But I think that standing for and bringing your creative forward momentum towards it, that energy towards it, as opposed to standing against and refusing to accept and fighting brings such a negative energy.
Yes.
And I think, you know, that's got to be a direction that we all go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one of the things is look at it from the point of sharing authentically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's made political change throughout history. And, you know, so be, you know, stand for your values, but, you know, share them.
Well, and also listen.
Yeah.
I know the three things that you have listed in your book are listen, trust, and act.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to, you know, listening to what others have to say that you may not be in agreement with, I feel has really helped me grow in a lot of ways. When I'm just willing to listen without passing judgment.
Yeah, and if you want to have any chance to be listened to,
You have to listen.
Yes.
I had a situation during the impeachment where, and this brings us back to integrity again, but I was really struggling with whether I could, of course I could, but whether I could listen to the Republican questioning without having a breakdown. I mean, and I thought to myself, I don't want to hear any of this, but how can I expect for them to listen to what the Democrats were saying if I refuse to listen to what the Republicans were saying? But if I listen to it, it's not good for me. I will be out of integrity with what I need to do to take care of myself. So I made the decision that I was going to listen to a part of it so that I could feel that I was in integrity, but not listen to all of it so that I could take care of myself.
Right. And there you go. And that's really good discernment from my point of view, is being able to discern what you can and cannot do. And always with the self-care in mind, taking really good care of yourself is so important, people. And in this timing, more than ever with the coronavirus and politics and all of it, we really have to look at self-care.
Well, the book is Beyond Resistance, Coping with the Stress of the Trump Era. You can go to beyondresistancebook.com to find out more. And, you know, follow through. Check out what Kathy and Donna are up
to. Yeah, there's some great tips in this book, folks, and really good information. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
You bet. And, folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.